Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Nun Bey, is mitzvah 152, as we continue in Parsha Shmini. After Nadav and Avihu died, and they got the specific tzivuyim of Moshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe Rabbeinu how to react, not to tear their clothing, and not to grow their hair, and not to leave the Avodah, those are the last three mitzvahs. Then comes a separate Parsha, three psukim, four psukim, Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon Lemar, special, unusual introduction to a section. Hashem says to Aharon, do not drink wine or any intoxicating beverage, you or your children, when they come into the Almoid, and in that way they will not die. And it is a chok forever. So this is the one of the Ramazim Chazal already pick up on, that why are they doing this? Why is Hashem giving the command to Aharon right now? 2 points. Number one, because he did not complain, Vayidom Aharon, he was zoche to get a special dibur from Hashem. And number two, maybe this is a hint to what the chait was, because all the different pshatim that Chazal give, which we'll talk about Rav Hashem soon, about what the chait of Nadav and Avihu was, so one of them is suggested as they drank and they went into the mikdash. Where does that come from? From the parsha right afterwards, Yain v'shecher al teisht ata uvanecha itach v'vachem alo amoid. That's the pasuk. And the pasuk continues, Ula havdil ben hakodesh uben hachol uben hatami ben hatohar. And to separate between kodesh and chol, tami and tohar. What does that mean? We'll see. Ula horo, says B'nai Yisrael. And to teach B'nai Yisrael. What's the hemshach of the psukim? So as we'll see in a minute, included in here is not only the issur of doing the avoda after one drinks wine, but also paskening, giving hora'a after one drinks. So this is the four pasuk section that is listed here. So now let's see the Sefer HaChinuch. One shouldn't go in shasui. Shasui does not mean drunk. Shikr means drunk. Shasui means has drunk something. That's what shasui means. It doesn't have to be tons. One doesn't have to be totally not being able to think. Even after drinking a certain amount, one already has the halachic status of shasui. V'chein shalolah horos, and not to paskin as well. Klomar, shaloladun bedavar, midini atorah, ba'ochi adam shikar. Person shouldn't paskin while he is drunk. This does not apply to grape juice. Grape juice does not have the status of being drunk. That's why I heard B'Shem Rav Neuwirth, the author of the Shmir Shabbos, at the Seder, he dafke uses grape juice because he gets shyless throughout the night. And he can't paskin if he drank some wine. So that's why he uses grape juice. Also, we know the halacha is that a birchas kohanim, kohanim cannot duchen after they drink. So the poskim say, though, if they had some grape juice, that does not count as drinking. And therefore, they would be able to drink wine after just having grape juice, or even being yotzeh, comes up as simchas Torah, being yotzeh kiddush with somebody else and eating. So we would still say that they would be able to duchen because grape juice does not have the status of a mishacher. So, continues the chinuch, the isser of going into the mikdash or paskening, shenem or yayin v'shecher al teish b'vachulu b'vohachem alo amoid. V'loshen HaTalmud, the Gemara says, an Erevin Shasa revius al yore. Already a revius of wine. Couple of ounces. Revius of wine already one can paskin. Veloshin sifri, yayin v'chulu al teisht, ein li al yayin, minal rabba shar mashachrim. I only know wine. How do I know to include all intoxicating beverages? Tamalomar v'shechar, im kem lama nemar. Yayin, why does it say wine? Al yayin b'misa, v'al shar mashachrim b'lav. He'll say this again later. On yayin, shasui. Somebody who goes into the Beis HaMikdash and does the avoda while he is shasui, he is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. As was said by the other Averis over the past couple of days. V'sham ne'amar minayshi nechayv alav shas avodah, and only b'shas avodah, tamalomar atov anecha v'lo samusu. Atov anecha b'misa v'en Yisrael chayav an misa al hora. Paskening is just an iser, but it is not chayav misa. Shoresh mitzvah yadua. Let's talk about the hashkafa behind this mitzvah. She'ein ra'ui lehis aseik b'dvar ma'yikarim. B'tachlis ayoker. It is not appropriate to be involved in precious, valuable acts, kamo in yani hamikdash v'divrei haTorah, rak be'eshiya adam miyusha b'daita u'muchuvin b'chol ma'isav. Only when somebody is totally miyushav and calm and focused, ein laharach b'dvarim shudim. I don't have to explain this. If somebody is shasui, then they can't think straight and they can't be involved properly in the avoda. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the hashkafa and the reasons behind this. I'll just read a couple of the mafarshim. The Netziv says, why does it say yayin v'shecher al teish? Because right after what happened, Aaron HaKohen is told that he has to stay in doing the avoda, even though he is an onan and he can't act like an avel. So there are artificial ways of staying happy and not letting avelos overtake you. So that's why Hashem says to Aaron, don't think like that. Yain v'shechar al teisht. Even though you might think that this is a parallel, v'hayisi omer l'shtos yain v'shechar, k'mo shekasev tnu shechar lo'oved v'yain l'mari nefesh, yishtev yishkach reishom, shemhachi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Aaron Ubana v'osa shah, shehema lo yishtamshu be'etzazu b'vomo lo amoy l'hasagava, shouldn't use this, yain v'shechar al teisht. But what should they use? And this is the Netziv talking now. L'havdu ben HaKadosh v'enachol v'enatom v'enatar u'lahara, says B'nai Yisrael. What? Talmud Torah. That's what you could use to keep you besimcha. Talmud Torah, that's what the Netziv says. The Netziv many, many times in all of his Svarim, in his commentary on Chumash and on the Shiltos, he puts Talmud Torah into as many psukim as he can. That's the Netziv's way. So to hear, the Hemek Davar right on this pasuk says, L'havdo ben HaKodesh, Hosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'aseis Eitza Acheres, L'sameach HaLev, L'asiach Taito Mitzar. Give you another way. Hainu Aide Yena Shal Torah, HaMesamech HaSlev, Kedachsiv, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim, Besamche Lev. Ubira hasvekos vehilchoseihem, coming up with answers and formulating ideas in halacha. Misameach halev maod ki adua ma'amar hacham shein simcha keter hasvekos. Right, that is the Netziv. What he says could help. Don't drink wine. That's not going to keep you. That shouldn't keep you in an artificial way of avelus. But one can be involved in Talmud Torah. Number one. Number two, if you look in the Klei Yakar quotes five or six answers as to the connection between the previous parsha of the tragic death of Aaron's sons and this pasuk of Yain v'shechar al teish. Samach sivis elakan l'fishalo nivra yain kiyim l'nachem bo'etz avelim. Yain was created for nicham avelim. V'yachshav Aaron shebe'evlo l'fachos mutalo l'shtos yain. At least I should drink a little wine. Right, because after all, wine helps avelim deal, similar to what the Netziv said. Al kenes yokancha filu beevlo aso lishtos lazerach shechrus. Even so, you can't drink a derach shechrus, maybe less than a revius. Number one. Number two says the Klei Yakar, creatively, remez kan l'mashamru chazal nichnas yayin yatsa sod. As chazal say in Erevin, when wine goes in, secrets come out. What's happening here? As we mentioned, Hashem is giving Aaron his own dibur, his own separate parsha. He didn't want others to know about it. So he says, don't drink wine because I'm talking to you, Aaron HaKohen, and I don't want other people to know this right now. That is a second idea. Another idea, finally, at the end, he says, "V'remes b'parsha zu emasai asu l'shtoso." When is it asu to drink? B'voachem alo amoed. As it says, when you go do the avodas, we'll get into the details more. Emasai mutu l'shtoso. But when can you drink? What's the next pasuk? L'havdil ben hakodesh uben achol. Kishu makadesh es yom haShabbos hakodesh b'knisaso b'yitziaso. Kiddush and avdala. L'havdil ben hakodesh uben achol. Then fine, that's wonderful. Like the also the Netziv said, this pasuk is talking about something positive. It's a contrast. Don't use wine, but do Talmud Torah. Don't drink wine, says the Klei Yakar, except by Kiddush and Avdalah. L'havdil ben hakodesh uben achol b'kniso b'yitziyah v'af gam zos. But even if you do this, lo yishta oso derech shichras. You shouldn't make yourself totally drunk. At you call arayos tameos elav l'meishar. Elo yishta b'ofan shiuchal l'havdil ben atamei v'tar. Drink in a way that you could still keep distinctions of halacha, tamei, and tahar, what's right and what's wrong, uba ofan sheyuchal laharos b'nei Yisrael. So you could still keep teaching klal Yisrael. One final point related to this hashgafa, and that is what many of the mafarshim explain. I'll quote it to you from the Tamba Das, and that is, going back to the first half of the parsha, Nadav and Aviyu, what were they thinking? Right? These were great tzaddikim. And if you look at all the averus that Chazal suggests that they did. The Torah just says a strange fire, Eish Zara. What does that mean? Some say they brought the Ketores, Mamish. Some say they went in drunk, based on this Chazal. Some say they paskin in front of their Rebbe. So what was their Havamina? So, explains the Tamba Das, they thought they had good kavanas. They thought this is what Hashem would want them to do at this point. After all, drinking a little bit gets me even more besimcha. And ain't shechina sharel mitoch simcha. And the Ketores is the greatest of the avodas. So maybe the burning of the Ketores is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do now. And this is what they thought, but obviously they were wrong. As the Tamba Das answers, and this is what the Beis HaLevi writes, ultimately what was needed was listening to the Tzivui Hashem. anything other than the Tzivi Hashem trying to find their own way in spirituality is an Esh Zara, and therefore it is not accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Tam V'Das, and that's a number of the Mefarshim on this mitzvah. Let us continue. Says the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Masha Amru Zecharonim Levracha. Two parts. Number one, Shekal HaKohen, Kal Kohen HaKosher LaAvoda. Any Kohen, that's Kosher LaAvoda. Im Shasa Yayin, Hareza Asur Lo Likanis Ben HaMizbeach V'Lefnim. Any Kohen, if he's Kosher LaAvoda, if he drinks wine, he can't go in inside. Vim Nichnas V'Avad. Avodah sopsula v'chayim misa b'dei shemayim. And if he goes in, his avodah is pasul, and he's chayim misa. Shnemer v'losa musu. And continues the chinuch, v'chein asa l'chol adam. Really, everyone is aser. Bein koin, bein yisrael, likanis l'mikdash kulo. To go anywhere in the base of Mikdash, after being shasui, mitchilas ezras yisrael v'lefnim, from the beginning of the Azara, k'shu shasu yayin, o shikar, o parur rosh derech nivol. Quoting back to what we said earlier in the mitzvahs. If you go in like this to the Rambam Shita is, it's an iser d'oraisa, period, to walk into the Mikdash with the long hair, with the ripped clothing, with shas, in a state of shasui. Klomar, shasaris rosh gedolam b'yoser, o karua b'gadim, v'yavabi she'enu bazhara, iser yesh b'davar. Even though it's not the full Isser, when it's not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, just walking in without Avoda, it's still included. What about Yisrael? Yisrael is allowed to go in even if he didn't get a haircut for more than 30 days. That's a special din in the Kohanim. After 31 days, it doesn't all of a sudden become disgusting. It's not like torn clothing. Or it's not like being drunk. The Kohanim have a higher standard. They shouldn't have anything extra, anything missing. Shouldn't have anything that is a problem with them. They have different rules. Okay, but this is the Isser. So we learned that the Isser is a Kohen doing the Avoda. If not the Avoda, he gets the Isser. And the Adam is also included. Rav Shachter points out, quoting Rav Soloveitchik, in Eretz Tzvi, on page Reish Nun Aleph, he says, if you look regarding the Isurim of Baal Mum, the Rambam and the Chinuch count two separate Isurim. A Baal Mum that goes into the Mikdash, where he's not supposed to be, and a Baal Mum that does Avoda in the Mikdash. Mitzvah Chaf Ches and Lamed in the Rambam. Two separate mitzvahs. But regarding these mitzvahs that we're discussing now, going in drunk, going in Puri Rosh, going in Shasuyai, Puri Rosh and Shasuyai, and these two, he only counts one Isser of going in. Even though within each of these, it's separate. If it's the full Isser, if one does the Avoda, Misav Shemayim, and if you don't do the Avoda, it's not the Isser. So what exactly Hashem wanted to see on this? Why by Baal Mum is it two separate Isserim? And here it's one Isser. One Isser counted of a Shasui, Nichnas LaMikdash, Ve'Ose Avoda. So explains the Rav, Lefi Darkeinu Nira Lomar V'das HaRambam, Hakol Nechla B'chadi Isura, T'knisa L'migdash Derech Nivol. Really, the Isser at root, our mitzvah today, the Isser is going into the base of Migdash in a disgusting way. But there are two types of K'nisa L'migdash. There's K'nisa Pshuta and K'nisa Shalavoda. Entrance and an entrance of service. On the first type of Knisa, there's no Misa Shemayim. Knisa Shalavoda, there is. But it's still at root in Isser Knisa. That's why it's all counted as one. It's not an Isser Avoda. Baal Mum might have an Isser Knisa and an Isser Avoda, two separate mitzvahs. But here, by Shasui, it's one Isser. It's one Shem Isser and Isser Knisa. But this, how serious of a Knisa do you do? If you do a very serious Knisa, that you even did Avoda, so then it will be Misa B'dei Shemayim. An afkamina also, here the Rav Shachter quotes Shem the Rav beautifully, what if somebody goes in to the Heichal B'mezid when he's Shasui or when he's Shikar and then he does the Avodah B'shogi? He forgets. So if it's a mitzvah or an Isser of Avodah, then he'd be Chai, then that case he did Avodah B'shogi. So therefore he wouldn't be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim for that. Masha'ekin, if it's an Isser Knisa, the Isser Knisa was B'mezid. So what the Avodah B'shogi? It's a Knisa Shel Isser, that it was a Kni, and with the Avoda, so he might be Chai Misa Shemayim in that case, because you at least did the part, that how it's defined, B'mezid. Okay, this is a part of what he discusses here, in this piece, in Simen Lamed Vav, in Eretz HaTzvi. Okay, let us continue. V'shir HaYayin, next paragraph. V'shir HaYayin She'ishta Adam V'yasur L'karnis L'mikdash L'horos. As we said, how much wine does one have to drink in order for it to be usher? Hu revius log. Shu beitzu mechza. It's a revius. put all the different shiurim books in terms of how much a revius is. V'shiyishto so chayiv basachas. You got to drink it at once. Ubitznai shavar alayayin abram yomi shenasa. It has to really be have the status of wine. Chaser achas meila patra avalasar v'ena mechal avoda bekach. This still might be sirid rabbanon if it does not fulfill the high standard requirements of the iser de oraisa. Shasa yoser revius b'nayayin. If you drink more, even if you drink it slowly, even if it's a little diluted, if there's enough in there, the one that's chayim misa and still passes the avoda. What if somebody has beer? What if somebody has something that does not come from grapes? That's also asur. But again, it's going to be a second level down. I'm going to get malchus because that's still the iser, but it is not the full iser of chiyav misa and pasling the avoda. Shein chayav and misa el al yayin b'shas avoda. The only iser of chiyav misa is only wine b'shas avoda. Ve'imis chalelas el b'shikir min hayayin. Fine. That is all part one of this iser, the iser of wine. The other requirement that he mentioned along the way is that one has to be ra'ui la avoda and go b'sha'as avoda. That's what the chinuch mentioned in the previous paragraph. Midinia mitzvah shakala koin akasher la avoda. Minchas chinuch in os beis in tiber maslo v'hini ala knisa. He discusses what if somebody is pasul la avoda midirabanan. Right, this is one of the minchas chinuch's pet topics, which we haven't discussed in a while. So he brings it up here. V'yeshlis topic about the sixth line of that paragraph. V'yeshlis topic de efshar af mi she'eno roi la avoda midirabanan. Let's say somebody is only eno roi midirabanan, like an onein dirabanan. Efshar gamkein, it could be that still he's not chayiv daraisa for shasui. Because lemaisa, he's not roi lavoda. This relates to what he says, v'sfarez v'nistafko achronim, v'kama makomos, the drabanan issues affecting daraisa halachas. So he says this fits into that. If somebody, if a kohen is pasul drabanan, could he violate the isra of shasui, shenichnas, de'o raisa. That is the minchas chenuch there. Okay. Weiter. Continuing the chinuch. Ukeshem she'asur l'kohen lavo l'mikdash b'bnei ha'shechru. It's just like it's asur for the kohen to go into the mikdash because of drunk. This is the second half that we said. Kach asur l'chal adam. Mikohen ben Yisrael l'horitz k'shasui. Also psak. When it's not allowed to give a psak, paskin, when they have drunk something. Afilu shasur d'vash tamar mochalov. V'nis babla daito. Even something that's not wine-based. Al yore, he's not allowed to paskin, as it says here. Yain v'shechar al teish u'lahoros es b'nei Yisrael. It's her psak. What if he gave up psak, but it's mefurish in the Torah? Actually, do upsuk. He says that, you know, avodah zarah is aser. So mutter, that is not called a hora'a in halacha. It's not called a psak. Bedavar shasuk in modinbo, something that is written in Torah shebachsav, that is not called a hora'a. That is not called a psak, and therefore it's not included in this iser. Umitter mutter lishika likwas batara. Somebody's allowed to learn when they are shasui or drunk, vushlo yor, as long as he doesn't paskin. If he's preparing a shiur where he's going to paskin, he's also not allowed to learn. V'imhaya chacham kavur lahora lo yom actually muda horahu, because that learning is going to lead to psak, and that he's not allowed to do. Two interesting points. Number one, the smak. Sefer mitzvahs katan, one of the other sefer ha-mitzvahs. Smak of Yitzchak Mikor Vil quotes in mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph, a separate mitzvah de oraisa to paskin. To paskin, lahoros. Tichsiv ulahoros es b'nei Yisrael. Mitzvah la'adam lahashiv l'shoel davar hora'a. Im yodeya afilu lo higia l'ora'a. Even if he knows, if there's nobody else to give a psak, if he's the greatest in the city, he has to give, even if there's, if he feels that he himself is lohigia lo ra, he has to paskin. If he's somebody else in the city, he paskin, but he's not supposed to, aveiri biado, it's terrible. But this is what Rav Moshe, this is the mitzvah daraisa, kuf yud aleph of the smak. Rav Moshe discusses this in Akdamate Gras Moshe, where he writes, ba'an vasanuso, that he is not a ro, he's not appropriate, but what could I do? Yiftak bedoro kishmol bedoro, everybody asked me shilas, so I have to answer. We quoted related to this psak, people paskening appropriately or inappropriately. We quoted a couple years ago in the Parsha Shir on Lo Tirtzach, in the Aseret HaDibros, depending how you read it with Tam Elyon or Tam Tachton, the two different trups. Sometimes you could read it Lo Tirtzach, if it's Tam Tachton, you read it with a Pasach, and Lo Tirtzach with a Kametz, when it is Tam Elyon. So what's the difference? Tirtzach is a pasach, tirtzach is a kametz. Pasach means to open, and kametz, likmos, is to close. Says the Gra, that there's a Gemara that says that there are two types of murderers besides actual murderers. People who paskin who they're not supposed to paskin, and people who could not paskin who paskin anyway, and people who should paskin who don't paskin. They're both considered murderers because at least they did it in the fashas. So he says that's what's being alluded to here. Lo sirtzach, don't murder when you close your mouth when you're not supposed to. Lo sirtzach, when you open your mouth, pasach, when you are not supposed to either. That is the smack and the girl related to this pasuk of Elohoros. Also an important halacha in terms of tefillah. We're talking about paskening here. What about davening? Can somebody daven when they're drunk? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Sadek Tes, as long as one could talk, he could talk in front of a king. He might not have all his abilities. He can't drive. But as long as he could talk properly, he's still allowed to daven. Better than not to count it for a minion. It comes up a lot if people still feel it after Purim, if they have drunk something on Purim. But that is an important halacha to know in terms of davening. In terms of davening. Skipping a couple of paragraphs. Anshei Mishmar, Mutar and Lishos Yain Velelos. So what about during the week that the group of Kohanim are in the Beis HaMikdash? So if you work that week, you're allowed to drink at night. If it's not the night before your day. Avolo b'imei Shabbason, but not on the day of. V'yafilu shar bati avo shel Mishmar, she'en avodasen el oso hayom. I'm sorry. Let me read it again. I lost my train of thought. Anshei Mishmar mutar lishtos yayin belelos. The Anshei Mishmar, the people who come, are allowed to drink wine at night. Aval lo b'yemei Shabbosam, but not during the days. V'yafilu shar bati avo shel Mishmar. Even if it's not my day, I'm supposed to work on Tuesday, and today's Sunday. During the day, nobody's allowed to drink. Shein avodasan, also a yom asur, and they're still not allowed to drink. Shem atech bar avoda, maybe it's going to get busy, they're going to need you. At night, where there's not so much avoda to do, so you can assume it's not going to get busy, and therefore you could drink. But if it's during the day, none of the people, the kohanim, that are working that week, are allowed to drink. What about bizman azeh? So it's a fascinating discussion. Some Tanoim say, and some Rishonim even hold like this, if a Kohen knows what family he's in and which week he's supposed to work, he can't drink, because Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But because most Kohanim do not know, really they should never be able to drink, but what can you do? You can't tell everybody not to drink. Therefore the Gemara says in Tainis, and the Chinna quotes it here, Takanaso kil kolasav ar yomutu lushtos tamid. So he's always allowed to drink. The Minchas Chinna has a fascinating discussion in Os Tes. Why do we say that even if you know about it, it should be usur? What do you mean? The Gemara says that if somebody makes a neder not to drink wine on the day that Ben David bought, they're allowed to drink on Shabbos and Yantif, because the Mashiach's not coming on Shabbos and Yantif. So too, you should be able to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif. That's the Minchas Chinas Kasha. Answer that he gives is that no, doesn't apply to this case, lo kasha, second skinny line, devade, v'yom shadu b'david ba, he's not coming on Shabbos and Yantif. But the Beis HaMikdash might have come down before David HaMelech comes down. You're not allowed to build it? Rashi and Tosfos in Misach HaSukkah, Daf Mem Aleph says that the second base, third base HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim. Huge discussion, meaning we're not going to build it. We're not going to build it. And that's what it sounds like in the Tefillah of Nachem on Tisha B'Av, that it's going to come down in a fire. Come down in a fire from Shemayim. And therefore, it might even come down on Shabbos. And therefore, one is not allowed to drink wine even on Shabbos. This Pasha is against the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that the Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That is, though, an important machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The Minchas, the Chinuch ends off the next page. V'noheges Isser B'yas Mikdash B'shechus B'anabayis B'shechar M'nakevis. Isser applies to men and women. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel assumes this is a mistake and only applies to men. The Isser of the B'yas Mikdash, the real Isser. The low level is the lower level of going into the Beis HaMikdash. That applies to Yisraelim just like it applies to Nakevis. But the full Isser of Avoda only applies to somebody who's Royal Avoda, so Nakevis should not be here. And if somebody violates and does this, the different levels of Chiyav Misa Beis Shemayim, Chiyav Malkus. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue.